Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Janavallava Girivardhari Jaya Gopi Janavallava Girivardhari Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Tera Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Gopi Janavallava Girivardhari Gopi Janavallava Girivardhari Jasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tera Vanachari Jamuna Tera Vanachari Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihare Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Yeah. Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Haribal, 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 Haribal. Jai Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa, Pariprajaka, Charya, Stotra, Shatra, Shishya, Madhava, Charna, Aravinda, Bhakti, Vedanta, Swami, Sri Prabhupada, Ki. ఇస్కాన్ బ్యూటీ ఫౌండేషన్ డివైన్ గెస్ట్ల ప్రభుపాదకి అనంతగడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా మాధవ సుజకి బృంద శివన్ మహాప్రభుకి శ్రీ శ్రీ పంచతత్వకి నృసింహదేవ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజుకి హరినామ సంకీర్తానికి గ్రంథరాజ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి సమవేత గౌర్ భక్త బృందాకి నితాయ గౌర్ ప్రమానంది ఆల్ గ్లోరీ సుదాసములు వాడి ఆల్ గ్లోరీ సుదాసములు వాడి All glories to Dasamudu bodies. All glories, all glories, all glories is Guru and Gauranga, all glories is Srila Prabhupada. Om Jnana Pimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshusun Militang Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitang Jena Bhutale Sayangarupa Kadamayam Dadatisha Padantikam Vandeham Sri Gura, Sri Juta Padakamalam, Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa, Sri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatham Nitantam Sanjeevam, Sadaitam Sabadhutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsa, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschatya Rasatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhasya Dipasindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sita Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayet nasta prayasu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttamasloke bhaktir bhavati nastiki. So today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 18. Pitu Maharaj meets the earth planet. Text number 8. Nunanta virudha khena Mohi kalena bhuyasa Tatra jogena drishtena Bhavan adatum arhati Nunanta virudha khena Mohi kalena bhuyasa Tatra jogena drishtena भवान आदा तुम अर्हति नूनांता विरुद्ध छेना मुई कालेन भूयसा तत्र जोगेन दृष्टेन भवान आदा तुम अर्हति। And grains. Shena deteriorated. Moi within me. Kalena in course of time. Bhuyasa very much. Tatra therefore. Yogena by proper means. Drishtena acknowledged. भवान योर मैजेस्टी आदातुम टू टेक अर्हति ऑट ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन ड्यू टू बीइंग स्टॉक्ड फॉर अ वेरी लॉन्ग टाइम ऑल द ग्रेन सीड्स विद इन मी हैव सर्टेनली डिटेरियोरेटेड therefore you should immediately arrange to take these seeds out by the standard process which is recommended by the acharyas or shastras. Please repeat. Due to being stocked for a very long time all the grain seeds within me have certainly deteriorated. Therefore, you should immediately arrange to take these seeds out by the standard process which is recommended by the acharyas or shastras. When there is a scarcity of grain, the government should follow the methods prescribed in the shastra and approved by the acharyas. Thus there will be a sufficient production of grains and food scarcity and famine can be checked. Bhagavad Gita recommends that we perform yajna, sacrifices. By the performance of yajna, sufficient clouds gather in the sky. And when there are sufficient clouds, there is also sufficient rainfall. In this way, agricultural matters are taken care of. When there is sufficient grain production, the general populace eats the grains. And animals like cows, goats and other domestic animals eat the grasses and grains also. According to this arrangement, human beings should perform the sacrifices recommended in the Shastras. And if they do so, there will no longer be food scarcity. In Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is Sankirtan Yajna. In this verse, there are two significant words, Jyogena, by the approved method, and Drishtena, as exemplified by the former Acharyas. One is mistaken if he thinks that by applying modern machines, such as tractors, grains can be produced. If one goes to a desert and uses a tractor, there is still no possibility of producing grains. We may adopt various means, but it is essential to know that the planet Earth will stop producing grains if sacrifices are not performed. The Earth has already explained that because non-devotees are enjoying the production of food, she has reserved food seeds for the performance of sacrifice. Now, of course, atheists will not believe in the spiritual method of producing grains, but whether they believe or not, the fact remains that we are not independent to produce grain by mechanical means. As far as the approved method is concerned, it is enjoined in the Shastras that intelligent men in this age will take to the Sankirtan movement, and by so doing they shall worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, whose bodily complexion is golden and who is always accompanied by his confidential devotees to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. In its present condition, the world can only be saved by introducing this Sankirtan, this Krishna consciousness movement. As we have learned from the previous verse, one who is not in Krishna consciousness is considered a thief. Even though he may be materially very advanced, a thief cannot be placed in a comfortable position. A thief is a thief and he is punishable. Because people are without Krishna consciousness, they have become thieves, and consequently they are being punished by the laws of material nature. No one can check this, not even by introducing so many relief funds and humanitarian institutions. Unless the people of the world take to Krishna consciousness, there will be a scarcity of food and much suffering. Mukham karati vachalam pangur langhayati giring jatipatam aham vande sri gurudina tarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanya sharam namo vishnu padaya krishna krishna. So in this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada in the purport is explaining few important points which is very much related to our present day situation. So Prabhupada is telling that the atheist people, they don't believe in the process given by God and exemplified by the Acharyas, and they try to manufacture or they want to invent some processes, and they try to defeat the process given by God. And this is not a new thing in the modern times. It has been happening since time immemorial. So Hiranyakashipu also wanted to create his own laws and wanted to run the world according to his way. Ravana also tried to do that. So that time, although they are not following the process given by God, they are also very opulent. They are also very prosperous. It's not like during Ravana's time people are very poor, people who are suffering like that. But the bottom line is different. So Prabhupada is telling, if you follow the system given by God, that is the permanent solution. And this kind of people are called the theistic people or divine people. And those who do not follow the system of God given in Shastras and approved by the Acharyas, they are called demons. So Bhagavad Gita explains two kinds of people, divine people and demoniac people. And divine people, they always try to follow the process given by God. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, in order to have food grains, we must have rain. Only having tractors is not enough. And by our own mechanical means, we cannot demand the sky or cloud to shower rain. So to have rain, there need to be a cloud. And to have cloud, we must have fire sacrifices or sacrifices. So Prabhupada is telling, in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to perform other forms of sacrifices because this is not practical. So therefore, Krishna advises that in this age of Kali, only sacrifices Harinam Sankirtan. And Prabhupada is stressing the point that Sankirtan movement is the only hope to the modern society. Prabhupada said, for the material problems, there is no material solution. But our conditioned mind always try to solve our material problems through some material adjustments. And even if we become devotees also, we try to solve problems. But we think, oh, if we solve this problem, it will be okay. But we forget that by the laws of providence, we solve one problem and another problem quickly follows. So we should not dream that one day this material world will not have any problem. Then Krishna's verdict or Krishna's injunction will become untrue. So Krishna says, this place is the place of suffering. Dukkhalayam asasatam. So Krishna is explaining in Bhagavad Gita. So he has created this world and he is telling that this world is full of miseries. But conditioned mind always has a tendency to get free from the problems. And we approach the Lord also with that purpose. So my dear Lord, we are facing so much problem and so many problems we are facing. I am tired of it. That's why I am taking shelter of your lotus feet. Please solve my problem. So in Bhagavad Gita, four kinds of people, generally they come to the Lord. Artho, Arthati, Jnani and Jigyasu. But in Kali Yuga, only one kind of people come to the Lord, generally. It's called Artho, Artho, Artho and Artho. Because Kali Yuga people are full of distress. And it's very difficult because we don't follow the system of God. It's very difficult to solve the problem of our life also. Because we try to solve our problem through some advanced mechanical means, which is not the real process. So therefore, conditioned mind is always hankering for solution. So therefore, when we come to the process of Krishna consciousness, we also have that same mentality. So my dear Lord, so I had a lot of problems, but now I have taken the real process of Krishna consciousness. Now I should not have any problem. So if we have that concept in our life, then we find it difficult also, the process of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is not the process to solve the problem of material existence while we are here in this material world. Prabhupada is telling that ocean, there must be waves. So you cannot find an ocean that there is no wave. So we should not try to find a boat. If we get into that boat and go to the ocean, and then ocean will not have any waves. We should not think like that. But we should try to get a boat, and if we get into that boat, it should be such a solid boat that the influence of the waves of the ocean cannot disturb the boat. That should be the mood of devotee. So a devotee should not think that I will not have problem in my life. But devotee thinks that this problem is given by the Lord to me. It is a mercy and this is a stepping stone for me to advance in Krishna consciousness. And these kind of people are qualified to be liberated from this material world. That is also explained in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, just like when Krishna was about to appear in Gokul, before Krishna appeared, Gokul was very peaceful. Not much problem. Less problem. But as soon as Krishna appeared, problems got manifold. It has become increased. So therefore we should not think, if we take Krishna in our life, problem will be less. But rather opposite is true. So when we take Krishna consciousness, our problem will increase. But the devotees, those who are serious in the process of Krishna consciousness, they don't get disturbed by these problems. They take this problem as the mercy of the Lord, and they take these problems as a stepping stone to advancing Krishna consciousness. See the lives of Pandavas. I don't know how many of us here faced the problems the Pandavas faced. But Pandava never told Krishna, please solve our problem. Always they took the problem in a very positive spirit, and they become more and more surrendered to Krishna. So therefore, Krishna is a very different personality. So generally when we go to other demigods, generally they give material opulence and they promise something very opulent in this life. But Krishna, he explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, if I become very much pleased with some devotee, what I do, I show a special mercy to them and I take away all the material opulences. So that is the mercy of Krishna. So therefore, if you have or if we have any material desire, Rupa Goswami explains, don't come in front of Samasundar in Kesi Ghat. As soon as you appear or he appears in your life, your material life is finished. So if you have any desire to have a nice material life, it is better to be away from Krishna. Because Krishna's mercy flows not through the process of material opulence. Rather, he takes away all the material opulences and he gives lot of material sufferings. That is the intricate nature of Krishna consciousness. But devotees, they understand. Because they know, if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then there is no question of any fear. Because that is the only fearless position in this material world. So therefore, the devotee said that, I don't want anything, Krishna. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang va jagadisa kamaye, mama janmani janmanishare bhagavatat bhakti rahaitu kitul. So devotees, they pray, I don't want anything, my dear Lord. I only want the lotus feet of you. So people will think, oh, these devotees are very foolish people. But the Krishna je bhaje se varo chatur. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, those who are devotees, they are the most intelligent person on this planet. They know the only shelter, only fearless position in this material world is the lotus feet of Krishna. Avaycharan. Who is Avaycharan? Krishna is the Avaycharan. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, then there is no question of fear. Otherwise, whole material existence is full of fear. Srimad Bhagavatam explains. So therefore, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that there is no scarcity in this material world. There is no scarcity. So only one scarcity is there. That is Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada is making that point very, very strongly in the purport, that Krishna consciousness is the only solution, not the spiritual solution, is the solution to all the material problems in our life. And Prabhupada is making the point, if people become Krishna conscious, then there will not be any scarcity of food also. Because if we take the process of Krishna consciousness, everything is taken care of. But we don't have that faith. And that is the problem in our life. We don't have the faith in the process given by Krishna. And that is the real cause of our problem. And why this happens? Because of our enjoying spirit. We like to enjoy independent of Krishna. That is the root cause of our problem. Jeev Krishna Das, ei Vishas, Korle Toar, Dukkha Nai. So root cause of our suffering is not we don't have food, we don't have this, we don't have that, is not the real cause of our suffering. Real cause of suffering is that we have forgotten our real constitutional position. Jeev Krishna Das, ei Vishwas. The faith that living entity is the servant of Krishna. We are the servant, we are not the enjoyers, we are not the Lord. We are the servant of Krishna. Jeev Krishna Das, ei Vishwas. This firm faith can solve all the problems in our life. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur affirms it. Jeev Krishna Das, ei Vishwas, korile tomar dukkha nai. But if you don't do that, Krishna Bhuli Jeev, Anadi Bohir Mukh, Atev Maya Tare Dai, Sansar Adi Dukh. So what is the cause of our suffering? Krishna Bhuli. Forgetfulness of Krishna. If we become forgetful of Krishna, Krishna Bhuli Jeev, Anadi Bohir Mukh. Those who have taken the face away from Krishna, it's called Bohir Mukh. Atev Maya Tare Dai, Sansar Adi Dukh. Then Maya, this material world, gives us the suffering. And that is the root cause of our suffering. We are the servant, but we are trying to become the master. So, when we try to become the master, then the problem begins. And Bhagavad Gita also explains, and Prabhupada also explains, when our suffering begins? Our suffering begins at the point or at the moment when we try to become happy in this material world. As soon as we start trying to become happy in this material world, our suffering begins. So don't try to become happy in this material world, because this material world is not meant to be happy. It's not meant to be happy. Krishna is trying to push us out from this material world, but we are thinking, no, I can adjust. So as long as we try to adjust and try to become happy in this material world, we are going to suffer perpetually in this material existence. So therefore, I will try to tell a story. If we try to become a master, then what happens to our life? So there was a servant, and he was the servant of a big landlord. So one day the landlord was not there in the house, and this servant was cleaning the whole big house, the palace of the master. So he was cleaning and came to the bedroom of the master. And generally the bedroom is very beautiful for a big people. So he entered into the bedroom and started looking at the bedroom very closely, and he saw, oh, such a beautiful bedroom. Nice clean atmosphere, cool atmosphere, nice bed, nice pillow. So he got attracted. He said, I always sleep in the garage on the floor, so such a nice arrangement, why not try today? Anyway, my master is not there, nobody will see. So what he did? He lied down on the bed. And because he did not have the habit to sleep, lie down on such a nice comfortable bed, so as soon as he laid down, he fell asleep. And time was passing, in between the master came. And master came and started searching, where is my servant, where is my servant? So he was tired, could not find the master servant. And he entered into the bedroom to take some rest. So as soon as he entered into the bedroom, he saw my great servant is sleeping on my bed. So as soon as he saw that, he became very angry. So you have transgressed all the limit, you have started sleeping on my bed also. He took a stick and he became very angry and started beating the servant. So while the master was beating and the servant was laughing, so beating was magnified, his laughing is also magnified. So he became very tired, master became very tired, and he was very curious to know that, my dear servant, I am hitting you and beating you so much, instead of crying you are laughing, why, you can tell me? He said that you are beating me, I am getting a lot of pain, I should cry, but by seeing your future, I am laughing. He said, what is my future? My future is wrong or what? He said, yes, your future is very precarious future. Why? He said, my dear master, so this bed, so I slept for how long? I slept for only half an hour. And for sleeping on this bed for half an hour, I got so much beating today. But with sadness I am like to tell you that you will be sleeping on this bed whole life. So how much beating you will get by thinking your future, I am laughing. So this is the condition of all of us, that we are not, nothing belongs to us, everything belongs to Krishna. So Bhaktaran Jagatabhasan Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. So Krishna is telling, I am the proprietor of everything. So Prabhupada is telling, who is not Krishna conscious? He is the thief of Krishna's property. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is an expression of our gratitude and accepting that everything belongs to Krishna. That is the real meaning of Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means to accept Krishna as Vaktarang Jagatapusang. You are the supreme enjoyer. Vaktarang Jagatapusang Sarva Lokamayasharam. You are the master, you are the proprietor of everything. That's why you are my only friend. Bhaktarang Jagadvasang Sarva Loka Maheshwarang Suhidang Sarva Bhutanam. That's why you are the only friend of all living entities. Gyattamang Santamichyati. If you know these three things, then you become happy. For small things we fight. Small things. So Prabhupada said that ISKCON cannot be destroyed from outside forces. And he said ISKCON can be destroyed from within. So how? Because Koli can enter into this movement. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parikshit Maharaj has given four places for Koli to stay. Meat-eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. But somehow or other Prabhupada has made a system that in Krishna consciousness movement we completely refrain from these four activities. So therefore how Kali can enter into ISKCON movement. So Kali is very clever. So he knows that he cannot enter through these four things because we follow four regulative principles. And we take a vow at the time of initiation, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. So then Kali is thinking, because he is fighting now. So Kali is the fighter. So he is trying to enter. How he can enter? Through difference of opinion, through quarrel amongst the devotees, through fighting amongst the devotees, Krishna and Kali enters into our movement. So therefore, cooperation is the fundamental quality we should exhibit in order to protect this Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, Prabhupada has told very specifically that cooperation is a must in order to protect this movement. But we don't like to cooperate because we always think that my way is the best way. My way is the highway. Means whatever I think, that is the best. Whatever way I think, that is the best. Very difficult to accept difference of opinion. So in the spiritual world, there can be difference of opinion. In the spiritual world also, it's not that there is everything absolute there. In the spiritual sense, it's absolute. But there are differences of opinion, how to serve Krishna. But the purpose is very different. The purpose is to how serve Krishna better. In that spirit there can be difference of opinion. But we should not have difference of opinion how to satisfy our senses. Selfish motive should not enter into our lives as Vaishnavas. So there is also two camps, Chandravali's camp, Radharani's camp, they always fight. But they fight for the pleasure of Krishna. Prabhupada said there must be difference of opinion amongst the God brothers. But that should be for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. How to serve Krishna better. That should be the mood. But when our selfish motive enters into our life, it is very difficult to cooperate with each other. So the demons, they don't cooperate. But those who are devotees, they cooperate. So once the demons and demigods, they went to Lord Brahma. And they went and approached and asked Brahma, who is greater? Demons are greater or demigods are greater? So Brahma knows that demigods are greater. But he is also very scared of demons. No? Sometimes demons give very hard time to the demigods. Because sometimes demons they win, sometimes demigods win. Because all this winning and losing is not dependent on our own endeavor. is all governed by the modes of nature. When mode of goodness is very strong, very prominent in material world, then demigods win. When mode of passion is very strong in this material world, then demons win. And demigods are driven away from the heavenly kingdom. You see now? Bhagavatam is full of that stories. Always that demigods are driven away and they approach Lord Vishnu for help. It's a story. It's always we hear that. Because when mode of passion becomes very strong, that time the demigods become the loser. So both of them, both the parties went to Lord Brahma. Who is greater? When Brahma wanted to give the answer directly, he said, okay, I'll give you an answer. Before I give you an answer, we should have our lunch. So we finish our lunch. Eat first, then meet. So there is a big hall. But you know how many demigods are there? 33 crores. It's a big feast. So Brahma had a big prasadam hall and also demons are there. So he said that I cannot give food to both the parties together. So there should be two bags. So demons always they demand, I should eat fast. That is also, that is the quality of a demon. So demon said, no, no, who is sitting in the fast bag? Right? So we sad to say, I don't want to tell anything bad, but in our ISKCON society also we see, devotees also try to become the fast to get the start. They are not calling to parampara. So, the demons, they said, we want to eat fast. So demigod said, okay, no problem, you eat first. So first batch, prasadam. So Brahma said, prasadam, before I announce something, after the announcement is over, then you start your prasad. So everybody sat. He said, what I'll do, I'll give you opulent food. Opulent prasadam I'll give, but with one condition. What I'll do? So I'll bind your two hands with a stick, so that you cannot hold your hand. So he tied the hand with a stick, both the hands. So all the demons' hands were tied up with that stick. And after that, he said, okay, now you start prasad. Beautiful, all menus are there. So they take like this. But to eat, you have to fold the hand, no? Then how it can go into the mouth? They cannot do like that. So they are doing like this, like that. So all the prasad was falling different parts of the body. And it became a very funny scene. And all the demigods started laughing and enjoying the scene. And the demons become very angry, like that. So then first batch is over. Then second batch. Then the demons are telling, oh, you are laughing, no? So now that's your turn. So they told Brahma, you have tied our hands. Sure, the demigod's hands also are tied up, okay? So Brahma said, okay, okay, I know that. So their hands also got tied with the stick. But they are demigods, no? They know how to cooperate. So what they did? So they sat. There is a table and they have set up chairs both sides. So what they are doing? They are taking the food, prasadam, from their plate and not trying to eat by his own. So what he is doing? They are doing, they are taking the food from their plate and feeding the other demigod like this. And the other demigod, other side, they are also taking the food from their plate and feeding the demigod from this side. So they are enjoying the feast and all the demons are looking at it. What's going on? So they are enjoying their prasadam. But we are all scared in our existence. If I give, I lose. Therefore, we should start thinking that by giving you can become happy. That is the quality of a devotee. So devotee, they want to give. So charitable nature has to be developed. We should try to develop the quality of giving. This is called cooperation. Cooperation, from cooperation, we become happy. That mood of cooperation will come when we have the service attitude. Second point is, after cooperation, you have to tolerate. You have to tolerate each other. In Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to tolerate each other. And it is very difficult to tolerate the difference of opinion. It's very difficult to tolerate. That's why the family splits. Everything becomes distinct because difference of opinion. So time is going out, so I'll tell one story and finish the class. So there are three friends. So three friends, what they did, they made some kheer. They made kheer. You know kheer? Condensed milk. In the evening, they made kheer and they started fighting, arguing. Who will eat the kheer? How much they will eat? So they are arguing each other. So they could not come to a conclusion. They said, okay, we will not eat the kheer. Better we sleep today, tonight, and tomorrow morning we will eat the kheer. And they come to an agreement. Who can eat the kheer? Who will have the best dream at night? Who will have the best dream? He will be allowed to eat the kheer. It's okay, everybody slept. Three friends slept. In the morning, first friend came. I want to eat the kheer. Why? Because I had the best dream. So what dream you had? So you know yesterday. So in the dream, I went to Brahma Loka. And I met Lord Brahma. And I shook hand with Lord Brahma. So Brahma is the highest living entity. So I shook hand with him. That is the best dream. So I should eat the kheer. Then other friend came. Said, no, you cannot eat the kheer. I had a better dream. So what dream you had? Said, my dear friend, you only went to Brahma Loka, no? I went to Mahesh Loka. You met Lord Brahma, I met Lord Shiva. And you only shook hand with the Lord Brahma. What I did, I embraced Lord Shiva. Okay? So I had better dream. Shiva is greater than Brahma. So I should get the chance to eat the kheer. Then third friend appeared in the scene. And third friend said, okay, wait. I want to eat. Because I am the best person to eat the kheer. Why? He said, in my dream, at night, one divine personality appeared. So who appeared? Hanuman appeared in my dream. And he appeared and said, my dear brother, what you are doing? Why you are sleeping? Wake up! And go to the kitchen. There is a wonderful kheer in the kitchen. And go and eat the kheer now. So what I can do? The order of Hanuman. So I went to the kitchen and Adam became very angry. He said, you are so selfish. So you should have told us, no? I said, yes, I had the desire also. I didn't forget you. I was remembering both of you to share. So I came to you. But what can I do? When I came to you, I saw one of you went to Brahma Loka and one of you went to Mahesh Loka. You are not there. So I had the only choice to eat. So this is called demoniac, selfish. We always try to find ways and means to grab our own thing. But devotee, we should not have that kind of tendency. We should always try to share. When we share, we become enriched in Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is also an wealth. So therefore, you have to share it. Generally, in the material world, if you give, it becomes less. In the material world, 1 minus 1 is equal to 0. But in the absolute world, in the spiritual world, 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most magnanimous. His formula of mathematics is a little different. So in normal mathematics, 1 minus 1 is equal to 0. Krishna's mathematics or spiritual world mathematics, 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. But Mahaprabhu's mathematics is a little more different. His mathematics is 1 minus 1 is equal to 2. So more you give, more you gain. So that is the mood of a devotee, and that is the mood of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why they are always anxious to give out Krishna consciousness. Therefore, preaching is the essence of our movement. So the greatest charity we can have and greatest contribution we can have for this modern society is the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Because Prabhupada has said Krishna consciousness is the only hope of the modern societies. Therefore, it is our duty, prime duty of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute this Krishna consciousness all over the world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I had to cut short my class. I had a lot of other points to say, but time is limited. So maybe other day I can say that. So if you have any question or comment, please raise your hand.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you should not approach Krishna for material problems. But it is said that the problems are mercy of Krishna. So whenever, even if any kind of problem comes, so if we don't take shelter of Krishna, then we cannot tell it is merciful. The point is,
we should take shelter of Krishna at the time of problems, but we should not approach Krishna to solve our problem. That should not be our mood. That is not a good mood. And at the beginning is okay, but we should slowly be from the mood that we are surrendering to Krishna not to solve our material problem. Because material problem, there is no solution. You understand? You solve one problem, another problem will come. So intelligent person, they don't go to Krishna to solve his problem. He approaches Krishna for the permanent solution. So if you surrender to Krishna 100%, then there is no question of material life. So everything is solved. You understand?
President, what do you think when problem comes to us? Suppose some disease or some problem comes, serious problem comes to us.
Hmm.
Then at that time, what to think or pray or?
What should we think?
Huh?
The way Pandavas think, when Kunti Devi, the way Kunti Devi think, thought, we should think in that spirit. So when Prabhupada said, when problem comes, we should think two things. That we should have gone through bigger problems, but by mercy of Krishna, we are going through lesser problem. Just like once Prabhupada's hand or finger was cut. So Prabhupada said that my throat was supposed to cut, but by Krishna's mercy, I got a glimpse of my suffering. I just got my finger cut. So that should be the first mood, that whatever problems has come, we should think that we are getting less. We are supposed to get more, but because of the mercy of Krishna, we are getting less suffering. And second mood, that this suffering we should take as a stepping stone to surrender further at the lotus feet of Krishna. Just like Pandavas, when problem came, they took those problems to become more surrendered. And that is second stage. And third stage is a very difficult stage, what Kunti Devi is telling. Kunti Devi, we pray to God that we should have less problems, but Kunti Devi is praying that we should have more problems. Because when problems are there, we feel more obligated, or that consciousness of surrendering to Krishna becomes easy. Therefore, Kunti Devi is telling that we had problems, that time you are there. Now Yudhishthira Maharaj has become king, so you are going away. So you don't want a kingdom without you. So the devotee, they want Krishna's presence all the time. That's important for them. They don't want to forget Krishna for a moment, and they don't want to lose the association of Krishna and his devotees for a moment. That's their prayer. For other material things, they don't pray. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, that Bohirmukho Brahma Janme Naimo Ras. If I become Brahma, if you forget Krishna, there is no meaning to become Brahma. But if you can become insect in the devotee's house, if I can remember Krishna, that life is wonderful life. Why? Because I can remember Krishna. So we should pray to the Lord that at every moment of our life we can remember Krishna. Because if that is done, everything is taken care of. That's why Rupa Goswami is telling the ultimate rule of all rules is always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So that is the bottom line. So therefore we should pray to Krishna in that spirit. Okay? But if you go to the level of gopis, they also don't want to remember Krishna. Service of Krishna is more important than remembering Krishna. Okay? That's a high stage. So at least we should have that stage of remembering Krishna all the time. So gopis of Vrindavan, they don't want love of Godhead also. If the love of Godhead disturbs their service, they said, love of Godhead, please stay away. Please don't disturb me, I am to serve Krishna. So service of Krishna is more important than love of Godhead also. That's a high stage of devotional service. Okay?
Hare Krishna. It is said that if Krishna gives special favor to a devotee, he takes away all the material opulences. But in case of Sudama Vipra, we see that Krishna gave lot of material opulences to Sudama Vipra. So is it not a special favor, or how do you explain this?
Krishna has explained that one of the special favor is given by the way of taking our opulence. It doesn't mean when Krishna is pleased, he does not give material opulence. He may take away, he may not take away, but we should be ready for that. Just like Prabhupada's life. When he started the movement, everything was taken away. Right? Penniless. 40 rupees to America. So in that spirit, in that scenario, Prabhupada is remembering that is the special mercy of Krishna. Then that 40 rupees have become $40 billion. That time also Prabhupada said this is the mercy of Krishna. So for a devotee, 40 rupees and $40 billion is the same. Because in both the situation, he sees only the hands of Krishna. That's important. So when it is needed, Krishna will give. When it is not needed, Krishna will take away. So when we started the movement, it was needed that Prabhupada's opulence will be taken away, otherwise he will not take sannyas. So that was needed to take away all his opulences. But when he started the movement, opulence was needed to expand the movement of Krishna consciousness. Therefore he gave the opulence. So a devotee is always in the hand of Krishna. And whatever way Krishna directs him, he does that. So that is the unique position of a pure devotee of the Lord. In every situation of his life, he sees only Krishna's hand. But our conditional life, we want to see the other hand, the opulent life hand. But we cannot see the hand when we are suffering. That is the difference between conditioned devotee and pure devotee. So Sudama Vipra was very happy while he was not having any food, and while he was also equally happy when he got the opulence. He never got deviated or his life got changed. Prabhupada is telling, I was extremely happy sitting in Radha Damodar temple in Vrindavan. So now I am in Los Angeles, having so much opulences, I am the same person. So Prabhupada is same in small room in Radha Damodar temple and also in a big palace in Los Angeles. That doesn't make any difference to their life. That is the position of a devotee. We should try to aspire that stage of devotional service. But we get disturbed by the material ups and downs in our life. Okay?
Thank you.
Do you have any question? This side?
Prabhuji, Srila Prabhupada says our Krishna consciousness is very simple but not easy. So what it means?
It's also simple. Krishna consciousness is simple because it's not a process, it's not complex. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So it's complex? Simple. Chant Hare Krishna, very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Simple or complex? But it is difficult. Why? Because our mind is complex. Process is simple, but our mind is complex. Because of the complexities of our mind, the simple process become very difficult. That's why I was hearing one lecture, Prabhupada has told, chant and be happy. But there is a fill in the gaps also. Chant, struggle and be happy. So this struggling is sadhana bhakti. Because our conditioned mind, simple process also become very difficult. Because our mind is very complex. So when our mind becomes very simple, then Krishna consciousness also become very easy. Okay? So problem is with the mind, not with the process. Clear? So we learn, yes? Sent from Germany.
Haribol, thank you very much for the very inspiring lecture. I have a question regarding prayer to the Lord for material needs. We see that not all of the devotees on the level of full surrender, and in some situation they know, okay, it's not good to pray to Krishna for my material needs, and they would maybe apply some other means not to disturb Krishna, so to say. So you know,
yeah.
So what to do in situation?
Better if you really have to pray, then pray to the Lord for material opulences. Akama sarva kamava moksha kama udharati dibhyena bhakti yogena jadatam prasanta. So therefore, every kind of devotee, you should approach only God. Even for material thing also, if you really have to pray to the God. What is the advantage? When you pray to the Lord, and when you get from the Lord, you get purified. You understand? So therefore, praying for material opulence is always advisable to pray to the Lord, not to the demigods. So that's why we should pray to the Lord for material opulences. But what's your problem, you know? What is the difference? I got a SMS joke. What is the difference between a man and God? So conditioned man, their problem is he gets, and forgets. And God gives, and forgives. So that is the difference between man and God. We always get and forget. So therefore, we should not forget. Always remember. We have an ungrateful nature. So we should be grateful to Krishna. Okay? So we'll end here. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, samaveta gaur bhaktavinda ki jai, gaur premanande hari hari bo.
Kiti grasam dasam nitai prabhu ki.